Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, the talk of the town. He's been terrorizing the northern part of the Metroplex this week. We say good morning to the DFW Mountain Lion. Hi there.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You guys can call me Maurice. That's my name. So
Maurice.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, listen, I'm just telling you right now, I'm coming on here in a little bit of a show of good faith. Don't trace this call, okay?
Okay.
No tracing the call, okay? I'm still on the loose. You guys will never catch me. And I know the community is all scared right now, and they're freaking out because they're like, oh, God, we got a mountain lion. He's going to kill everything we ever loved and going to ruin the economy and turn our kids into crypto-obsessed trans and all that kind of stuff. But listen, brother, I've been cruising through here for years, and you guys have never so much even got a good look at me.
Yeah, that's the way the mountain lion operates.
That's right, and it's only now that I'm choosing to be videoed by your security cameras, all right? Don't think that you're doing this and, hey, look, we caught him on camera. All that's intentional for me.
Why?
I'm doing it to stunt for a new web series I'm going to be releasing soon called Real Housewives of Cougarville.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's this show where I live with three attractive middle-aged mountain lion females, and, you know, so... And we get to watch them openly support each other while actively tearing each other down behind each other's backs. But we're gonna show all that, you know. We're gonna show it all: the shopping trips, the Botox, the fillers, the low key Asian spirituality appropriation. You know, the cougars decorating the dens with throw pillars with cursive Buddha quotes on them. You know
that whole thing.
Yeah, that's gonna be coming to a YouTube's near you. So look forward to that. So these recent appearances are basically me stunting for the promotion of Real Housewives of Cougarville.
Well, yeah. I was glad to see you showing up because I knew that mountain lions were around here.
I was thinking about that. You know, I was like, George's going to love these sightings. You know, this guy, he's going to be so into it. Got to be so into it. No, I do, George. I do love this area. I've always felt at home here. The food is great. You got great rabbit. You got great possum. A few armadillos. Great Tex-Mex, too. Oh, yeah. God.
Plenty to eat
great
around
Tex-Mex.
Here.
Great Tex-Mex. I love the music. Saw Pat Green at Lava Cantina last night.
You did. Well, that makes sense. He's up in that corridor.
Really good time. Hey, listen, I'm so glad I got you guys on here because I saw that idiot from your show out on his motorcycle looking for me yesterday.
Gordo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was only about 40 yards away from him, and he never saw me.
40 yards?
He's out here looking for me. I'm 40 yards. I watched him the whole freaking time. He's looking like an idiot wearing a ridiculous jacket and that stupid helmet of his. But yeah. The whole time I'm looking at this guy, I'm thinking two things. One, I could kill this moron in about 3 seconds. And two, he really needs to upgrade the shocks on that bike because it's undersprung. But I understand Honda trying to hit a price point. You know,
I didn't know you knew bikes like
that. You know a lot of things.
Hey, listen, speaking of cougars,
yeah,
I was crossing 121 last night, and I swear I saw HOV mommy.
Okay, you would not know what she
is
looks
up there
like.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, Brandy Baton. Yeah, yeah. I'd love to get that lady alone.
Okay, hey, no, come on, Maurice.
No, we're having a good time with it, and we are. But listen, I got to get out of Plano, man. The heat is just getting too much up here, and I know I can't go to Allen because their police chief over there, that Chief Dye, he has it out for me.
He does?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's issued a shoot on sight command for me, for his officers. So I got to avoid that. And you know, you guys, who you got tonight on Tyson Paul? You guys going?
I'm taking Tyson. Yeah. I guess we'll go Tyson. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, first of all, I think it's all scripted. But I think that Paul is going to win this thing.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, and then they're going to do like a rematch for a nutty money grab, you know, next year, and Tyson's going to win that one.
Okay.
This kind of stuff is basically professional wrestling now. That's what it is, a mockery of the sweet science.
It is.
Yeah. Hardline out today?
I think so. I'm not sure where they are.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to go by and see them. I'll just watch the show. They'll never pick up on me. You guys,
you're so stuck.
You better be somewhat hidden.
So I'm heading over to Norm and Mary's a little bit later on to see which of the labs I'm going to jack.
Hey, come on. Don't take out pets.
Well, we're going to alert Norm if that's the case.
Yeah, don't they have one that's named Vanilla? That sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, David and Robert still doing intentional grounding? That's it?
No. Wednesday nights.
Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. David and Robert. Okay, I was thinking another show.
Yeah. So CD wants the curtains closed, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
That's wild. You know, I wish that some of these players would stand up to Jerry. You know, I think it's really getting to that point now.
Well, you're full of HSOs.
He lives in the Metroplex, so I guess he knows what's going on.
Dude, I listen to you. You wouldn't believe. I listen to you guys all the time, you know. Sometimes I'm down on the river bottom. The signal doesn't come through so well, so I'm really happy for that, the Victory app. Sports Day app, whatever it's called. I really listen on my the smartphone that I found.
Yeah. All right, Maurice.
Well, speaking of the Victory app, we got to talk to Razor next.
Oh, you guys got Razor on next. Cool. I'll hang out. I'll stay on the line here.
No, we'll let you go.
Okay, yeah. You guys have a good one, and I'll see you at Tyson Pool.
All right, there goes Maurice, the mountain lion.